and the debate last night, which I was speaking on, there was virtual unanimity regarding it. The extremes obviously weren't in favour, extreme right, extreme left, but that's always the case. But there's a strong majority in favour of it. It makes a lot of sense. It has been in the pipeline for a long, long time. And I think for once we are seeing now to put the farmer, the individual farmer, before the power of the multiples. An awful lot of issues have been addressed in terms of perishable goods, non-perishable goods, late payments, hello money, etc. And it brings balance, I think, which is absolutely necessary, because farmers are having it very tough at the minute, especially in Ireland, with weather in the past 12 months, the uncertainty of Brexit leading to a collapse in prices, and always the issue of unfair trading was cropping up. But at least now that's being addressed, and hopefully we can address the other ones, because we do need a very strong, vibrant farming community. I've gone to a lot of meetings recently, and the question of succession in farming is beginning to crop up more and more, because young people say, what's the point? And they're absolutely right, who'd work for nothing? So it's in everybody's interest to ensure the farmers are taken care of properly, so they get a fair price for their products, that there's certainty regarding when they get paid, and this piece of legislation will go a long way to help that.
And it's been brought in time before this Parliament rises, if you like, before the elections. When will farmers see the benefit of this? Can they see this kind of soon?
Yes, I think once we pass it in Parliament, it will come into effect, because the way the multinationals work and the retailers, when they see legislation passed, they know they have to abide by it, and many of them actually try and get in first. So I would expect it will come in immediately, and that we would see a gradual progress, and especially elimination of any of the bad practices were there, because now not only are they bad, but they're also going to be outlawed.
And just what are the key ones that affect Irish farmers?
Things like hello money is a very important one. Late payments, goods not sold, which were returned, or farmers not paid for. So the contract is going to be the key. The contract has to be clear, it has to be transparent, it has to be fair. And I think once that's done, then the rest should flow from there.